Nu på.
He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the May 14th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Let's see how we're starting the day off. We're kind of fading here. We were up big as the gates open, and it's coming back in a little bit here. The Dow right now is up 126 points. You know what? We'll take that. 18,186 is where the Dow sits right now. The S&P 500 is up 11 points right now. The S&P 500 is at 2,109, just hanging around that 2,100 area, while the Dow just kind of hangs around that 18,000 area. I sent out a tweet yesterday. I'm at Bill Gunderson on StockTwits and on Twitter. I said, you know, there's a lot of stocks. There's a ton of stocks right now that are just in sideways trends while they wait to make sure that earnings are going to resume, earnings growth is going to resume here in the U.S. of A. The NASDAQ's up 27 points right now. That's a 0.5%. The NASDAQ is at 5,009. Crude oil, $60.46. You know, I've got a little story for you on crude oil here in the first quarter of the show. I said there was more to it than just a supply-demand issue, and now someone around the world is fessing up that they had a plot to drive oil prices down, and it succeeded. Who was that? Well, you'll find out here in a minute. Gold up 12.22. Hey, that's the highest we've seen in a while. The euro's at 1.14, and the 10-year yield is coming back in a little. Nah, 2.24% on the 10-year bond. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. You know, back when the oil prices were plunging, we were told that it was a supply-demand issue. That's all. Just the simple supply-demand equation that was out of whack. And all of a sudden, supply had gotten way ahead of the demand for oil, which necessitated a drop from $102 per barrel, I want to say even $107, all the way down to $42 per barrel. And I said to myself, that doesn't make sense. Something does not add up there. You mean to tell me that all of a sudden, supply increased that much and demand decreased that much? It didn't ring true in my ears. I try to look at things from a logical point of view. I try to gather as many pieces of evidence as I possibly can before I make the decisions that I make in the investing world. I thought there was more to it. And I pointed my finger at Saudi Arabia. Now Saudi Arabia is admitting it. Saudi Arabia is now bragging to the Financial Times. That's a financial newspaper out of the UK. Saudi Arabia says its strategy of squeezing high-cost rivals. See, it cost a little bit more to get oil out of U.S. shale than it does for Saudi Arabia to get their oil out of their vast reserves. It says their strategy of squeezing high-cost rivals such as the U.S. shale producers is succeeding. Well, you know, if you believe in open markets and if you believe in letting the markets work, then you have to believe in letting the global markets work too. Saudi Arabia saw a growing threat, obviously, as we were importing less and less oil all the time, weren't we? I think we're down to 25% import of oil. At one time, we were 40% reliant upon foreign oil. And Saudi Arabia put the squeeze on as Saudi Arabia seeks to reassert itself as the dominant force in the global oil market. There is no doubt about it, says Saudi Arabia, that the price fall of the last several months has deterred investors away from expensive oil, including U.S. shale, deep offshore, and heavy oils. And when they refer to investors there, they're not talking about you and I. They're talking about in companies that make investments in oil projects in the shale or in deep offshore wells, which costs more. It costs more to get to that. It costs more to produce that. Their break-even point is much higher than Saudi Arabia. So Saudi Arabia went on a binge to drive these companies out of the business. The kingdom's production rose to 10.3 million barrels per day in April, and there is no sign that it will reverse its policy at the OPEC meeting next month in Vienna. Well, you know, Home Depot drove a lot of little people out of business, didn't they? I can remember going to the mom-and-pop hardware store, not nearly the inventory that Home Depot had. In fact, most times you had to order the part. It would be 2 or 3 weeks to get it, maybe 6 to 8 weeks to get it. And pretty soon Home Depot came in and squeezed out a lot of the little mom-and-pop people, kind of the same strategy that Saudi Arabia's. But what I guess rubs me the wrong way is they denied it. Back when oil prices were plunging, they were saying, no, just all of a sudden, this is just happening. That's not being honest. I believe in honesty, you know? Let's be truthful here. Now they're bragging about it, and I find that a bit distasteful, too. So anyways, you workers in Houston, and you workers in Denver, and you workers in Dallas, you know? I don't know if they're playing fair or not. I don't know how many people lost their jobs because of dropping oil prices. Yes, it helped the consumer that was buying oil at the pump, buying gasoline at the pump, but there was more to it. I suspected there was more to it, and I said so in my newsletter. There's something here that's not right. It doesn't smell right, and now we find out what it was. Well, we also have the dollar backing off right now. I wonder what the Saudis will do now that oil's rising again, back up to 60. Well, that helps them, and they've driven a lot of people out of business, so I suppose they benefit from all of that. And that was one of the reasons why it took a big bite out of our earnings here in the U.S. It took a big bite out of our stock market. It had a major impact on the first quarter of this year, and more than likely the second quarter of this year, the sudden drop in energy prices. And now Saudi Arabia is fessing up to it. So if you want to point the finger of blame at why your 401k hasn't moved here for about 9 months, you can at least point a couple of fingers at Saudi Arabia for driving the prices of oil down to put U.S. shale producers and deep drillers out of business. In the meantime, the other big factor that's caused the market to go into stall mode here, the falling dollar, or the rising dollar, has now reversed itself, and the dollar is falling quite precipitously all of a sudden. Well, that ought to be bullish for the market, and that ought to hold the Fed at bay from raising interest rates, along with some weak retail sales prints that we've seen here. The jobs market remains okay. That's still bullish. That ought to keep. That's at least one factor that we look at in the continuation as to whether or not the continuation of the S&P 500 can continue. Jobless claims once again come in at 276,000, something like that. Anything under 300,000 is considered good. The dollar continues to languish at three-month lows after poor U.S. retail sales proved a big disappointment to those suspecting some sort of U.S. rebound from a weather-weakened first quarter. Well, I said that growth won't start up again until about the third quarter of this year. We're almost there, another 6 weeks or so, and we should start to see the U.S. economy begin to rebound. And what else? We've got Cisco in the news this week. Is Cisco a best stock now? Well, maybe we'll put Cisco under the microscope. It is a widely owned stock, probably too widely owned in my opinion. You know me, I like superior performance companies. Cisco has not been one of those. The CEO is hanging up his tack. He's going to move to a different office at Cisco while he brings in a new CEO. Maybe Cisco's best days are behind it. I think Cisco's best days were behind it a long time ago, several years ago. I have this philosophy of best stocks now, not best stocks of yesteryear. Companies have life cycles. And sometimes they're beyond their better years. That's why we call this show Best Stocks Now, not of yesteryear. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, a lot of times, and I've said this many times, that the best stocks now reside in neighborhoods or little corners and nooks of the market, crannies of the market that, you know, you just normally wouldn't find, think you would find best stocks there. But they are, and they come in all shapes, they come in all sizes, they come from all sectors, they come from all countries, they come from all counties. You just have to ferret them out, and for that reason, I invented my Best Stocks Now app, which helps me ferret out from amongst 4,100 different entries the best asset classes in the world, the best sectors in the world, the best indexes in the world, the best ETFs in the world, the best mutual funds, and it's based on value where possible. Can't put a valuation on a mutual fund. Therefore, we rely more heavily there on performance, relative performance. I have a ranking system that takes into account short-term, intermediate-term, and long-term performance, technical patterns, and a little bit of safety thrown in. I look at that seminal year in 2008 when the market was down 53%. And on every stock, on every mutual fund, on every ETF that was around in 2008 in the app, I show how it did that year. I find that to be very, very important information. If I see something that was down 82% in 2008, I know that I have a very volatile stock on my hands, one that didn't fare well in a bear market whatsoever. If, on the other hand, I find a stock that was only down 7 or 8% that year, maybe there's a little bit of a defensive nature to the stock. Maybe it holds up better than most in a bear market. But no two bear markets are alike. We don't know what the next one will be like. I don't want to know what the next one will be like. I try to put that thought off in my head. But at the same time, I know that it's inevitable that there will be one. And, you know, there's inverse funds that we can take advantage of. Who knows? Sometimes there's stocks that do well in the bear. Last time around, Dollar Tree did well. The pawn shops did well, like Cash America. What's the other? First Financial. You just never know where the opportunities are going to come from. But I know this, staying fully invested in the market when the bear eventually starts to wake up from a six-year nap doesn't make much sense to me. But that's just me. All right, we're going to go to Atlanta. Hey, congratulations to Atlanta. I was watching the basketball game the other night. They beat the Wizards, knocked them out, and to move on to the next round. I don't know that the Atlanta Hawks have been there recently in the basketball playoffs, but hey, let's hope that they can continue their run. The Atlanta area is also home to a lighting company. Okay. You're thinking GE. Nope. You're thinking Sylvania. Well, I think that's GE. I don't know. Nope. Acuity Brands. I featured this stock before, and it continues to rise. It's a holding company that is engaged in the production of lighting products for the industrial, commercial, and residential markets. You know, it's also in a sweet spot in the market this year. 2 years ago, the sweet spot in the market was small cap stocks. Last year, it was large cap stocks. This year, it's kind of the mid cap stocks they're doing better than any other stock asset class here in America this year. And that's right where Acuity Brands fits in. It's a mid-cap $7.8 billion market cap company. And they've had a really nice history of growing their earnings through thick and thin. Even during the recession, they did pretty good. The stock was down 21% that year. The market was down 50 or 38% that year. But Acuity Brands has been on a nice run here recently. And if we look at the last 10 years, believe it or not, this is one of the few stocks that gets an A-plus performance grade. The symbol is AYI on the New York Stock Exchange. Not a recommendation. I'm just giving you an example of something that resides underneath the surface of the market that isn't talked about much. AYI. And over the last 10 years, Acuity Brands has racked up average annual returns to its investors of 26% per year. Hey, that's better than Buffett. The market's delivered 6.2. Over the last 5 years, Acuity Brands has racked up 33% per year. No, it's a more volatile stock. Let's see what the beta is on the stock. Actually, it's 0.92. Not too bad. It's grown up from a small cap to a mid cap. Over the last 3 years, the stock has delivered almost 50% per year. Hey, I hope somebody driving to work today in Atlanta, who works for Acuity Brands, and writes me a little email and tells me a little bit about the company, or you know somebody, maybe your neighbor is a salesman for the company, but they've done a fine job for their shareholders. Maybe you've owned the stock over the years. So if you're down there listening to us on our Atlanta affiliate, I'd love to hear from you. Bill@pwstreet.com. Over the last 12 months, Acuity Brands is up 48% while the market's up 10. Performance grade A+, momentum grade A-. And by the way, this is a stock that I own in my aggressive growth account. This isn't a big mega cap flashing their dividend around to everybody. This isn't a big large cap stock, member of the S&P 500 or the Dow or some other index that sounds so intimidating. No, it's just a little Acuity Brands, probably in the S&P 400, maybe mid-cap index. But boy, I'll tell you what, those are some eye-popping returns that the company has delivered to investors over the years. Now, it's getting a little bit more expensive here because it's gone a long ways. But I still, if I take next year's earnings estimates of $6.69, extrapolate them out at about 18-19% per year, I can still justify a target price of about $285, maybe even $300 on a stock that's currently trading at $179. Like I say, best stocks now come in all shapes, sizes, from all walks of life, from all sectors. They do a little bit of this, they do a little bit of that, but the main thing they do is put money in shareholders' pockets. Is there any guarantee that they'll continue to do that in the future? Oh, you know the answer to that. Absolutely not. They have already reported earnings. They won't report again until June 29th. Their latest earnings came in 44% higher than this same quarter last year. I currently have 4,078 different choices in my Best Stocks Now app, beststocksnowapp.com. And Acuity Brands comes in at number 103, and it's been up there for about the last year in that top few hundred. Not a recommendation, but an example of what I call a best stock now. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a hunting magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, one interesting stat here, one of the leading indexes in the world this year is the inverse VIX. There has been very little volatility as measured by the VIX this year. And if you've been short the VIX index, which is XIV, you're up 34.2%. Now, that's made it difficult for traders. Traders need volatility. And volatility has been very, very low. I just thought I'd bring that stat to your attention. Last year, we had more volatility. You would think, you know, look, as an investor, you know all the triple-digit days we've had this year. But all in all, triple-digit days, you know, amount to about 5-tenths, 6-tenths of 1% these days. They're not like they were when the Dow was 11,000 or 12,000. On a percentage basis, they're much smaller. And the VIX index continues to hit new lows, while the inverse VIX index, XIV, continues to hit new highs, up 34% on the year. Crazy things, different facts that I learn every day from my Best Stocks Now app that many times make me scratch my head and say, wow, I didn't know that. Actually, I did know that. I've been watching the inverse VIX for quite some time. Why do I watch the VIX and the inverse VIX? Because they're pretty good market indicators. They're pretty good bull and bear timing indicators that if you're a trader, you might want to keep your eye on. As long as that inverse VIX is rising, you're not going to have much luck shorting stocks. I have one little hedge this year. It's the only one I bought this year so far, just a tiny little hedge, an inverse on a certain sector. This is not a good environment to continue to try to short stocks. And I continue to hear these guys that are perma bears. Oh, well, we shorted this today, Roger. Well, you know, they're on CNBC or Fox, or I don't know where they come up with these guys. They've got a Rolodex, and they keep calling the same old guys back time and time again. Whenever they want to get a bear's view on the market, there's about three or four guys that they go to. Peter Schiff, the guy up in Seattle, I can't think of his name right now. Or Jim Cramer's friend back east. They like to get him on there talking about what he's shorting these days. How can anybody admit that they've been shorting stocks for the last 6 years while the market's up 311%? You know, some people are just contrarian. You're not going to ever change them. They're going to be a contrarian no matter what. And, you know, sometimes it's to your detriment. There has to come a time when you admit that you're wrong, you've been wrong, you're sorry for all the money you've cost watchers of CNBC or readers of your newsletter and say, you know what, folks, I really let you down for the last 6 years. Anyways, look, hey, everybody has to choose their gurus wisely. For some reason, the negative guys, they draw in. There's a certain element out there that loves to read doomsday newsletters. I guess it's the same mentality of going to the Indianapolis 500, which is coming up, to see the crashes, you know. Maybe that's the same way, same kind of mentality. I don't know. But if you're continuing to short the market in the face of a rising tide in earnings in the U.S. and a rising tide of quantitative easing in Europe, and an interest rate cutting scenario taking place in China, you know, you're just really bucking the trend, and you've been wrong for the last 6 years. And there will come a point, however, and this I can also promise will happen. Not only will we have a bear market once again at some point in the future, but then these guys will say, see, I told you so. You should have listened to me. But you've been wrong for the last 6 years is what I would come back and rebut with. Anyways, like I say, Best Stocks Now come in all shapes and sizes. We're going to go to New York for this next one. It's an aerospace stock. And immediately you say, okay, Boeing, Lockheed Martin, Airbus, one of the big ones. No, it's a little one. It's a small cap company that has performance numbers like the lighting stock from Atlanta that we featured in the first half of the show. This one's even smaller. This is a $1.5 billion market cap company, making it a true small cap stock. Now, here's a little hint. In my aggressive growth account, small cap stocks, I own more stocks. I think you should be more diversified in this area. No, you shouldn't own six or seven small cap stocks and that represents your entire portfolio. No, you shouldn't plunk down the rent money on one small cap stock hoping to pull the handle and coming up 777. No, I just believe, you know, in putting together a nice roster, maybe a 40-man roster, maybe a 30-man roster of small cap stocks if you're going to play that game. And I do have an aggressive growth portfolio. It's lagged for the last couple of years because it hasn't really been a very good environment for small caps. I've fed some other things into that small cap portfolio this year, that aggressive growth portfolio. But even aggressive growth stocks are kind of off their game right now after just a huge year in 2013. But I believe they'll have their day again. And I believe that over the long haul, small cap aggressive stocks, mid cap stocks, should outperform their big mega cap brethren over the long haul. But with the territory comes more volatility. There's longer periods of time where you have to sit and wait. But when they go, man, do they go. Anyways, one that I do own at the current time is a aerospace stock by the name of Astronix Corp. Class A. ATRO. Manufactures lighting, power generation, distribution, and weapons test systems for aerospace and military markets. Now, if you were a Vietnam protester back in the 70s, you wouldn't own a weapons test system company. I'm sure it's not in Bob Dylan's portfolio, but for the most part, they do aerospace stuff for big jet airplanes, big old jet airliners, as the song said. Astronix has had a very good growth track record. This was a $2 stock at the bottom of the recession, and now it's a $70 stock. They're doing something right. Well, I can tell you what they're doing right. They're growing their earnings 32% per year over the last 5 years. And they're expected to continue to grow at a very fast clip going forward. Now, let's look at the results of that kind of earnings growth. This is another A-plus performance stock. 38.4% over the last 10 years. That's the average. 52.5% over the last 5 years. These are Miguel Cabrera-like numbers of the Detroit Tigers. Over the last 3 years, 70% per year. Wait a minute. Now I've got your attention. What was that symbol? Did you pull over to the side of the road to write it down? Look, it's an example of a best stock now. One that you probably won't ever see Peter Schiff coming on CNBC and talking about, or other bears. I look for opportunities wherever I can find them, and I believe in that the more rocks you can look under, the more little gold pieces of flecks of gold that you're going to find. It's a numbers game. I look under 4,090 every single day, and I have a top-rated stock right now that I own in my portfolios by the name of Astronix, A-T-R-O. It's up 49% over the last 12 months. It gets a performance grade of A+. It's in a little bit of a sideways consolidation since its big breakout back in November. They recently reported earnings. The stock initially plunged, and then it came flying back. And now it's sitting in just a kind of a nice sideways trend here. Now, it's one thing to have performance like that. It's another thing to have value on your side. Still, it's not any guarantee that the stock's going to go higher. And this is, again, one that I have about a 2 or 3% position in overall in a portfolio that contains about 30 stocks in that small cap aggressive growth area. It sits next to Acuity Brands in that portfolio. The forward PE is 19, but it's expected to grow at a rate much higher than that, which means that the PEG ratio is less than 1. It's trading at a discount to its growth rate. I like the value, I like the performance, and it's a stock that I currently own in my aggressive growth account. Not a recommendation, but an example. At least what this guy thinks of best stock now should look like. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, I've begun work on this week's newsletter. We're going to teach you how to dissect an ETF. Yes. Some ETFs, it's like that proverbial bag of baseball cards, a big sack of baseball cards, and maybe there's two or three good ones in that entire sack. Sometimes an ETF can be like that. The other thing I like about an ETF as a resource, if you find a leading ETF in my Best Stocks Now app, you can go inside the ETF and find the stars that are driving the performance of the ETF. Just like if you see a baseball team that's way ahead of the rest so far this year, let's say the Los Angeles Dodgers, although I have a hard time getting those words out. Hey, it's a friendly rivalry. And I look at their record, which is a pretty good one right now in the Western Division of the National League. I can look inside those Los Angeles Dodgers. I already know one of the big driving forces, Adrian Gonzalez, former Padre, harumph, harumph, more sour grapes. Well, we couldn't afford him. You know, we're just a small town here in San Diego. He's tearing up the track up there in L.A. with his home runs and his batting average and his ribbies. He's one of the stars within that ETF called the Dodgers. Now, at the same time, the Dodgers have players that are doing poorly this year, batting under 200, that rarely see the light of day. Well, the same thing in an ETF. I like to go within a winning ETF and find what's making it win. And a lot of times you'll find that it's two or three big players that you never heard of that are probably going to make the stock all-star team this year. So in this week's newsletter, show you how to go into an ETF and examine and maybe buy some individual stocks from that ETF that's tearing up the track. I'll also have an update for you on the leading asset classes in the world. I had a discussion yesterday with someone over the phone about how I don't believe in the classic asset allocation, which spits out the formula that says, hey, you should be 60% bonds and 40% stocks. Well, if the stock market's entering into a bear market, I don't want to have hardly any stocks. And if the bond market's entering into a bear market, I don't want to hardly have any bonds. I don't mind that 60-40 mix, but I'm going to use a substitute, one that I think isn't going to go down by 53% like the S&P 500 did last year. So I'll be listing my leading asset classes, which for the last 6 years have been stocks. But remember, in 2008, the bond market was up 32% while the stock market was down 38%. So asset classes are cyclical too. This is a good cycle right now that we're in for stocks, and it's a bad cycle that we're in right now for bonds. I rank the asset classes every day. They don't change every day. Those trends can stay in place. for months, and in many cases, like this time around, years. Okay, then we're going to look inside the indexes around the world. Did you know that China's the leading index in the world this year, up 25%? Europe is also doing very well. I see it breaking out again today. Europe is now growing faster than the U.S., and Europe has the printing machine that we ship to them. Ben Bernanke or Janet Yellen was on the return address. And Europe, the ECB, European Central Bank, was on the receiving end. Europe is also a leading index this year. Then we get down into the sectors of the market. Biotech has been a leading sector now for several years. So has the pharmaceutical sector. So has the healthcare sector. Obamacare has been a boon for the healthcare sector. Are they still the leading sectors in the market? What about the gold miners? What about the fracking sector? Is it coming on? Well, I'll show you my ranking. And I practice what I preach. This is how I manage the money here at Gunderson Capital Management. I'll give you the all-important earnings estimates for this year on the S&P 500, which last time I looked were about 1.6% higher than last year. That's why we've had, there's the key, there's the underlying number as to why we've had very little advance in the market this year, because earnings have had very little advance. There's this very close correlation between earnings growth and stock price appreciation. But more importantly, I'll update next year's numbers, because that holds the key right now as to whether or not this bull can continue or not. And then, of course, I go into my individual model portfolios, conservative growth, growth in income, moderate, aggressive. I have an ETF model portfolio, and I have a little trading portfolio that I fool around with. It's been a tough year for trading. Volatility very low in the market, as witnessed by the XIV, the inverse VIX index. But it will all be there in the newsletter this weekend. I consider the readers of my newsletter, and I hope this is the case, to be some of the best educated and the most well-versed investors in the world. And I'm going to strive to do that again this weekend. So you can talk the game at the next party that you have at work, or the next social function you're at. You could say, by the way, did you know that the Hong Kong Construction Bank has run circles around J.P. Morgan over the last 4 years? Boy, you'll gather a crowd pretty fast. They'll be gathered around you saying, wow, tell us more. Anyways, you can go to my newsletter or my website at pwstreet.com. We send out thousands of newsletters every single weekend all over the world. And, you know, it's a 12 to 18 hour labor of love that I put into that thing in between everything else I'm doing. I don't stop managing money while I'm doing the newsletter, but I benefit most from the newsletter every week as a money manager, because it tells me where the action is and where the action isn't. If you'd like to talk to us about our money management style, I think we're pretty unique, different from the rest. You can give us a call at 855-611-BEST. A robot's not going to answer the phone. A robot's not going to manage your money. It's the invasion of the robots on Wall Street. Look out, they're coming. Just like they saw, what was that, George Orwell's movie? Anyways, we're just a bunch of people here trying to take good care of the clients that we have. 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.